Blog Talk Radio.
Let the healing bring in.
show is not intended to take the place of orthodox medicine, but to work in conjunction with it. Therefore, if you need to seek medical advice, we advise that you do so. By participating in the Blog Talk Gold Ring Healing Fountain radio show, you are implying that you give permission to receive healing from Source, the Universe, all that is, God, or whatever name you call the Supreme Being, by whichever vibration it comes on. For example, Eastern energies facilitate Reiki, etc. Or Western therapies may utilize the Christ angelic energies. This program is non-denominational, so the healing modality will vary depending on the guest speaker. All healing comes from the same source. It may just come on a different vibration, rather like tuning in to a different radio station. We ask that you join us with an open heart and mind, with a clear head, i.e. not under the influence of drink or recreational drugs.
Everyone who lives on this earth has a mission to do.
All our healers are working from a place of love and light, with the highest good of mankind and Mother Earth uppermost in heart, thought, and deed. Please relax and enjoy this co-creation. This is your time. We are in the time of now.
Angels are standing in line to help me and you. So trust what you feel in your heart and you'll never lose. Awake and let go. Come into the
show. This is episode 248 and we have our lovely special guest Nancy Waite. Hey, that's it rhymes. I'm a poet and I didn't know it. Anyway, this is the show where we all join hands and go right across the world in a giant great big circle, because we do have callers calling in from Brazil, Hong Kong and Singapore, anywhere you can think of. And so we'll just have a great big group hug. And we'll start off also with a cosmic kiss. Oh, there you go. Great big cosmic kiss for you. And around this time in the show, we always go over to Oregon, over to meet Gary Moore. And he's on here as well today. Are you there, Gary?
I'm here. Hello, everyone. Hello, Jack Chrissy. Welcome again to yet another episode of The Healing Fountain. How do you do that? How do you do that electronic kiss thingy?
Shall I give you one, especially?
Yeah.
Here you go.
Look at that. It sounds painful.
It doesn't hurt one bit, I assure you.
Oh, okay.
It's actually from one of my songs, The Answer, Cosmic Kiss. And so I nicked that little bit out of it.
And, well, speaking of songs, your song, I Am Sovereign, is really taking off. I featured it on the Daddy G Show on Saturday night. And it's a tremendous response. I mean, what a song.
Well, it's a rock song.
It's a protest song, and it's one of the best American protest songs I've ever heard sung by a Brit.
Thank you very much. Well, I started off, I thought, as a light worker, but it seems I'm a light warrior as well. So, you know, you've just got to go with the flow, don't you?
I guess so.
But... Nancy, who we're going to bring on in a few minutes, especially asked me to play a song called Feel It that I recorded at home a few years ago, and I think I might have to revisit this one. And she asked me to play it because she is going to be speaking when she comes on about the energy of feelings, etc. So I'm going to give this one a spin. But before I do, let me just tell you about Nancy. She's an author, artist, actress, blog talk radio host, and she's going to be speaking about connecting to the X in extrasensory and what that has to do with the arts. And she'll also speak on acceleration to the frequency of 4D and the etheric plane through feeling the energy of 3D, aka ESP. And this evolutionary process, which dissolves the illusory walls of separation, jumps forward every time the ego steps back. And I think that's going to be really interesting. But before we actually play the song, before we bring her on, I just want to mention that the Green Sprite, and there is a Sprite's channel that Decahedron has. He's another member of the Gold Ring, if anybody doesn't know what the Gold Ring is. We are the sister site, the Gold Ring Healing Fountain, and Decahedron is saying that from today, everything changes, and the energies are going to change, and, you know, et cetera, et cetera. So he's saying it's momentous news. We've got a bit of a draft from Nancy's end, because she's sitting near the fan, because it's very, very hot over there and muggy, so she's got the fan on. But Decahedron is saying there's momentous news from the Green Sprite, because from this day forth, all is changed. A new era begins. The end of the old static structures, the beginning of a new organic structure of interlocking nested cycles. So that's good news for empaths and intuitives. So here we go. We're going to play the song and bring Nancy on.
Okay. Wonderful.
So here we go. Feel it. Why not?
Okay. I'll do that.
Don't fear emotions, they make us human. If there were none, you would be like a stone. Happy to feel glad, happy to feel sad. Even to feel mad, you're not on your own. Ups and downs of life just help us learn. Emotional is no cause for concern. Feeling that one. Anyway, right now we're going to bring our Nancy back on. So it's a welcome return for Nancy because she's been here before. Very, very talented lady. So hey there, Nancy Waite.
Hello.
Hiya.
Ladies and gentlemen, your friend and hers.
Oh, what a wonderful welcome. And it's
welcome
so
back.
Great. Oh, thank you. It's so great to be here. And I've missed you. I didn't even realize how much I missed you.
Aww.
You know? But I have to say that when I, as soon as, you know, we talked about me coming back on the show, I got inspired. I had no idea what I was going to talk about. Mm-hmm. And all of a sudden, this idea came to me. And I don't know where this came from, the X and extrasensory. What is that? I don't even know. But I thought, well, this is something to explore. And because I decided, you know, let's go with this topic, I came up with ideas, and I think they're good ones. It's about feeling, and a little bit later we're going to listen to watch the video from Flashdance and listen to the song in the background, which is the famous Irene Cara song, What a Feeling.
Right.
And yeah. Okay, but I'm gonna lead up to that, because first I want to say that for me anyway, this is the special Bastille Day edition. Did you know that this was Bastille Day?
Yes.
Happy Bastille Day.
It's very,
yes,
very windy, and all we can hear is your wind.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Sorry about that. So baked beans, isn't it? You can't eat beans anymore.
You know, John, yeah.
I'm windy enough as it is, so, you know.
Oh, gosh. I told you I was going to, you know, turn the fan away from me, but I got so excited when you brought me on, I forgot.
Oh, dear.
Okay.
Yeah, it's not Irene Cara's Flashdance that you asked me to play. It's the final dance, which is a different one, right?
No.
Well, it's the Irene Cara song in the background.
Oh, right. Okay, then. Right.
Okay. So a couple of weeks ago, here in the U.S., we celebrated July 4th, our Independence Day, and
mm-hmm.
today, July 14th, the French celebrate Bastille Day, the storming of the Bastille and the beginning of the French Revolution.
Mm.
So it's a day that carries the vibration of the thought form we call freedom. And we're going to appropriate that thought form of freedom for our theme, the X in extrasensory, because to me it means freedom. What is called extrasensory perception, or ESP for short, but I'm focusing on the X in extra because I want to talk about what that extra thing represents to me anyway. Of course, it's a sixth sense. It's having a perception beyond the five outer senses. It's an inner sense, a psychic ability to perceive and sense what cannot be seen or heard with the other senses, an ability to feel what others around us might feel, an awareness that others might not have a clue about, and what we want to free ourselves from is ego, so that we can open our hearts more, so that we can let in more light, more love, so that we can feel more, sense more. It's to do with reading energy, sensing it, reading it, checking it, clocking it. So you're not locked into the 3D physical world, which is like being locked into a vibratory prison. That's what it's like when you think all there is what you see with your physical eyes. So just for the moment, think of the Bastille as the place where you still hold yourself captive, where you still have the bars up, the bars of self-protection, self-preservation, the bars of separateness, where your perception is locked into the vibration of the status quo. Freeing ourselves from being dominated by the ego means getting limited ideas of the small self out of the way, allowing spirit to work through you, aligning mind with heart. The X of extra is not easy to define. Like the X-Files or the X-Factor, the X in extrasensory is a stand-in for what can't be quantified or explained, but we can feel it, and that's the key, because everything emits a feeling. I got that line from Stuart Wilde, but I knew about it from painting. I walk around wherever I happen to be, and I see what people are feeling. Not only people, but things, objects, other beings, plants, animals, dogs, cats. The shape of the bus exudes a feeling. Cars rolling by or parked at the curb, they all have personalities. The blue mailbox on the corner is making a statement. So are the facades of buildings. All are expressions of energy. It's in the shapes. the lines that make up a thing or a person. I see it in the lines. I feel the lines. The lines are vibrations. I feel the vibrations. I feel how things feel. Everything is energy. Everything is in movement, no matter how still it looks to the physical eye. This energy is really just waves and particles, which to us looks like objects in 3D, because our brains are programmed to read it that way. This is the matrix we're in. And what's to stop us from seeing the flow of movement translated into the feeling of the thing? I see things the same as everyone else does, but I'm also feeling how they feel. I can feel their energy in a photograph. I can pick up who they are and how they feel from a photograph, the same as real life when I'm painting a portrait, because I'm feeling their energy, reading it. It's a very alive process. You're totally in the moment with this otherness that you're reading. And then suddenly you become one with whatever it is because you're mirroring it. It's an exercise in being with, an exercise in communion and communing. It's what makes life magical. I've seen portraits that are expertly painted, yet have no substance. They tell me nothing about the sitter. It's like going to a restaurant and ordering a meal and being served a beautiful picture of the meal instead of actual food. The X in extrasensory is what it takes to feel the expression of energy, to feel energy being expressed. This happens through the arts, any of the arts, all of the arts. People in the arts tend to be there earliest because, one, they are dealing with beauty with a capital B. Okay, not everyone, but that development has only occurred in the last 50 or 60 years compared to the entire history of mankind. And two, artists deal with ideas and ideals, so they are one above the physical plane already. And three, they dwell in imaginative realms, which is already 4D. To move into 4D is to move into the etheric world, the plane of subtle energies, the plane of the higher emotions of love and compassion. It's different from having an emotion of happiness or sadness. You can feel fear, anger, sorrow, betrayal, but these come from the lower chakras. Oh, here is a beautiful quote I found in a video on the blog, The Theosophy Watch, and I'll put that link in later. I don't have it handy at the moment. This is what it says. Our sacred heart is different from our physical heart. This ever-expanding energy from the cosmic heart is composed of pure creative energy, comprised of chaste and unconditional love. This is the original link with the divine Christ consciousness. The invocation and attunement with the cosmic heart energies are vital to the next step in our galactic ascension process. The straight knowledge that comes from the understanding and linking from the heart with this cosmic heartbeat, the truth of your being, your purpose, and great mission in life can finally be manifested. The ultimate purpose to the awakening of these specific energies inside of the core of our soul is to promote both inner and universal healing of humanity and peace, leading to oneness and world peace. That's the end of the quote. I used to do a blog talk radio show called Art and Ascension, in which I tried to explain and give examples of how the arts took us into the higher realms, into 4D and so on. I'm still pondering those ideas because my field is art, and art is about expression. So I'm always going to be focusing on methods and meanings of expression.
Right.
But the practice of an art form can take us into the higher realms because it's about something more than ourselves. It's about reaching out to others, reaching out to something universal, something higher and more encompassing than our own little lives. But as I recall, I had trouble giving concrete examples of how the practice of art and ascension were connected. I could show you various paintings I did and others did. We could listen to readings and listen to music. But it was still more like getting a postcard than going there yourself, because it was all about ideas and mental concepts. And, of course, we do have to go there ourselves to know what it is. Okay. Meanwhile, we're going to jump into the popular culture of the early 1980s and watch Jennifer Beals do her final number in the movie Flashdance, because she is active. We experience the dance with her if we allow ourselves to get into it, and we're going to see that video in a few minutes. I just want to give you a quote. This is from the movie. This is Jennifer Beals. She says, you walk out there and the music starts and you feel it. Your body just moves. There's something inside of you that just clicks and you're gone. It's like you're somebody else for a while. Now, we know we won't get to the place of oneness, the place of being gone, through the mind-brain, but through the heart, through the intuition, through feeling it, such as feeling it through music, feeling it through dancing. Music is sound, is vibration, is a frequency. Jennifer Beals' character tunes into a frequency. She gives herself totally to the frequency. She feels it through her body, through her toes. She allows it to take her over. She surrenders to it. She surrenders her mind and goes with the feeling. She lets go of her ego. She allows her body, her instincts to guide her. Here's that quote again from the movie. There's something inside of you that just clicks and you're gone. It's like you're somebody else for a while. Ego loss. You're gone. You've given yourself over totally. That is freedom. And of course, it can happen in other ways, such as making love. But meanwhile, we can depend on the poets and the songwriters to try and explain what it takes, what it's like when this other thing takes over. Now, here are some lyrics from the song that we're not going to play, but it's also from the movie. It's called She's a Maniac. Locking rhythms to the beat of her heart, changing moment into light. She has danced into the danger zone when the dancer becomes the dance. It can cut you like a knife if the gift becomes the fire. On the ice-filled line of sanity, it's a place most never see. It's a hard-won place of mystery. You can touch it, but you can't hold it. You work all your life for that moment in time. It can come or pass you by. It's a push of the world, but there's always a chance if the hunger stays alive. Now, it's probably more powerful when you're actually watching the movie, hearing the music and watching her dance, that quote I just gave from a song, watching someone whose vibrations have speeded up because she's dancing, moving, letting go. Okay, now we're going to watch the video, I hope, but here's that quote again, which is not in the video. You walk out there and the music starts and you feel it. Your body just moves. There's something inside of you that just clicks and you're gone. It's like you're somebody else for a while. Isn't that great?
That was one of my favorite films, Flashdance. I loved it.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was a good film.
Okay, so
it really was.
Do you want to watch it now, Nancy, or do you want to mention your website or anything else first?
No, let's watch the video.
Okay, then, here we go.
Okay.
Okay, I'll get over to the switchboard, Gary, if you would like to cue everybody to bring up their players and pause.
I can do that, and I don't have the link. Let me post the link. You've got the link in there already, never mind.
Yes, I have. Yeah,
Let's just get everyone to go ahead and click the YouTube link and pull the YouTube player. Pause the player and put the sound on, mute the sound, and return the counter to zero. And when you've done that, set up a heart in the chat room to let everyone know that you are ready, letting us know. And John Christie and her devilishly angelic,
thank you,
inimitable fashion will cue us all in unison and get us all synchronized to play the
video. Yeah, I'll count you down so that we're all playing at the same time. Okay, then, so I'll play the soundtrack to the people listening on the radio and people who will be listening to archives later. They won't get to watch the video. But anyway, here we go. So 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, press play. And there we go. I've pressed play. It is going to start any second.
Yeah, it's very quiet. It's purposefully quiet.
All right.
It's before the music starts. She's coming into the audition room.
Mm-hmm.
She's walking up to the judges.
She's closed the door. I heard that.
Yeah. She's walking up to the judges. And because this is her big audition for the ballet school, it comes at the end of the movie. She's wanted this all through the movie.
Yeah.
She's putting on the record, and the judges are looking very bored. They're thinking, oh, here's another one. We've seen it all before.
Mm-hmm.
And they're just waiting.
And then she knocks her socks off.
Yeah. Yes. One of the judges just blew his nose. Now she's putting
He's
on the
blowing
music.
His nose. Right.
Like a trumpet.
Here we go.
Scusate, ricomincio.
Right, we'll just light our candles and we'll bring Nancy back on shortly. If you haven't got a candle handy, an imaginary one will do. because everything is in our mind. We create our own reality. But I'm lighting my candle right now. I'm lighting my candle for world peace and spiritual unity. And you can light yours for anything you like. We light our candles because it reminds us that it connects us to the Creator, because we are sparks of that great light. And it also sets our intention, which is to send healing out all around the world, out to every person in our huge giant circle, and everywhere in the world where healing is needed, especially war-torn zones like the Gaza Strip at the moment. I've already lit the Nag Champa, which creates positivity and cleanses the atmosphere, ready for us to call in the light, which we're going to do right now. We're going to ask Patricia Corey to bring in the light. Thank you, Patricia.
Call upon the angel warriors of light, the archangels Michael, Raphael, Gabriel, and Ariel, the ascended masters, the overlighted ones, the Christed extraplanetary and extradimensional beings, the inner plane ascension teams, all the light workers of the universe, calling all angels, calling all light beings. We ask to be encircled in an impenetrable blanket of pure white light, holding as a barrier against any energies that are not of the highest order, and serving as an ascension field of light emanating directly from Source. Let us be filled with the food of all souls, that the light be anchored within our beings and into the earth, the Great Mother. Let any energies that are not of the highest intention be transmuted or carried away as is appropriate to their evolutionary pace. Let that brilliance permeate every space, filling the heart, streaming through our divine beings. And let us be grateful for all that is perfect in the universe.
Thank you, Patricia. And right now I'm going to do the ancient healing song, and it was words used by Moses to God when his sister was really ill. And so I'd like you to sing along if you know it. And I'm hoping to send out, well, I'm going to send out healing with my voice to anyone who needs it. And it goes like this. Anna, Elna, Rafanola, Anna, Elna, Rafana la, Ana Elna, Rafana la, Ana Elna, Rafana la. Last time, Ana Elna, Rafana la. Anna, Elna, Rafana, la. And right now we're going to ask Pure Wind Song to do the mantra. Thank you.
Thank you.
Dearest Wei Showers, I would like to ask you to take a deep breath and focus on your connection with our Mother Earth. Become aware of the fact that you're in touch with her, your feet lightly touching her, and become aware of the fact that many feet are touching her right now in all countries, all over the world. Close your eyes and visualize this with me. We are all standing on her, holding each other's hands. We surround her like a giant wheel with spokes of light coming from our hearts together into the center space that lies deep within our grandmother Earth. As we see her crystal heart and as we take this deep breath again, we feel the beating of our heart through our bodies, and we all start to slightly move on the melody of her heartbeat as one heart. We feel this energy reaching our heart centers, and our hearts feel so warm, they're overflowing with love, and the energy you can imagine as the purest light flows to the center of the earth. And we become aware of our connection again. And we know we are all related. Mitakoye Oyasin. When the energy reaches our eyes, we feel our heads lifting a tiny bit up and we see our Father Sky. And when we see beyond Father Sky, we see a giant book floating in space. On the cover of the book is written, Book of Healing Requests. And the book opens. We can write down all names we would like in that book. But the first name you may write down in grace is your own name. Please go ahead and write it in there. Right now, you are a receiver of healing energy. And you may direct this energy to any human being, animal or plant you want, by writing down the names in the book. You may write them down underneath the healing fountain list that is already in there. I'll give you a little bit of time to write the names down. Please go ahead now. And when all names are written in the book, we see that the book closes and drops slightly down into the center of Mother Earth. Thank you, Mother Earth, for all the love that you give. Feel the gratitude and sit down very comfortable and be surrounded by this energy. And listen to a beautiful meditation from our special guest. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Marika.
And here's Nancy to tell you about her meditation.
Oh, that was so beautiful. Oh, thank you very much, Marika and Jean. And wow, I feel so light. Okay, well, I was going to say, let's take a moment to close our eyes, but we're already there. But wait, we want it today because our theme is freedom, Bastille Day and all that. Let's think what we'd like to break free from, a habit or an habitual thought form, a relationship, a job, or a limiting thought. And ask yourself, what are you guarding, protecting, holding on to? Is there something you would like to release at this moment in time? Just take a moment, breathe, and release. I'm going to, we're going to listen to the Emerald Alignment. It brings in the higher energy. It aligns your own energy. When we draw the emerald light frequency into the energy field and into the body, the effect is to realign the subtle energy bodies and the cellular structure of the physical body at the molecular level. Emerald is the fifth ray of the energy field spectrum, the link between spirit and matter, having an affinity to the physical world of form. Green is the color manifest in nature, seen in chlorophyll in plants, algae in seawater, etc. It is this band which we magnetize through the emerald alignment. The fifth band of the higher sphere of consciousness precipitates spirit into form as the emerald ray to act in the physical world as a mirror of higher consciousness. The keynote of the emerald ray is abundance, the manifestation of health and wholeness. Connecting to and through the subtle energy interface, the activating force impacts as photons, packets of light, directly affecting the physical cells of the body at the submolecular level. So the reason I got all this from the Rainbow Light Foundation, their information on the Emerald Alignment, because I just completed a course that they give, the foundation course in quantum light healing. So, Jean, do you have the...
Yes, I do.
Okay.
Here we go.
Whenever you're ready.
Can you turn your fan off, please, Nancy?
Sorry. Jean, can you hear me? Jean?
Yes, we hear you just fine, Nancy.
Oh, good. I wanted to let you know that sometimes this MP3 from Carol Lam at the Emerald Alignment, the Rainbow Light Foundation, doesn't play her voice. It just plays the music. So I'm going to give the meditation myself.
Okay.
Because it should have started by now. So do you want to just, can you hear me okay?
Yes.
We can hear you just fine. If you want to talk right over it, go right ahead.
I'm going to talk right over it. Okay. Sit or stand or lie comfortably. Take a few moments to relax. Be aware of your body. Breathe comfortably. Breathe down the arms to the elbows and wrists. Breathe into the hands and out and away from the fingers and thumbs. Allow the body to relax. Relax and breathe down to the fingers and toes. Releasing any tension or heaviness within the body, visualize a point of emerald green light above the crown. Breathe a beam of emerald light down, following the line of the spine. Breathe a beam of emerald light down to between the heels, feeling the body straight and balanced each side of the line. Visualize a point of emerald green light at the tip of each shoulder, and breathe a beam of emerald green light from the tip of one shoulder to the tip of the other shoulder, and down from the shoulders to the elbows and the wrists, ending in the palms of the hands. At a distance of arm's length, visualize a bubble of blue light around the body. Visualize this bubble of blue light sealing and protecting all the positive energy within. That is basically the emerald light meditation. I'm going to put the link in the chat room, because if you go to this website, I'm just going to copy it and put it in. They have diagrams, and you can also listen to a recording of Carol giving the emerald alignment, and you can read about what it does. It's extremely, it's very, very helpful, because you're bringing in the higher light and the higher energy into your body, and they recommend doing it 4 times a day. Just, you know, it's like a little, like, it's like a tune-up, like toning up and just getting yourself in tune with the higher energies, and also protecting all the positive light within. And it's a marvelous exercise. So I hope everyone will go there. The website is www.rainbowlightfoundation.net, and just click on the emerald alignment.
But if you'd like to just rest in the energies, we'll just play a couple of songs and we'll bring you back on, Nancy. Okay.
Wonderful. Thank you.
Oh, that was Elysium by Celtic Cross. And we're going to bring Nancy back on now. Thank you for the beautiful meditation, Nancy. I swear the speaking was on the CD when I uploaded it to Switchboard. But I don't know what happened to it.
Oh, I it's all right. You know, it happens sometimes. I don't understand it either.
I think spirits gave you the cue to go ahead and do it yourself.
Yes, so. They did, yeah.
Oh, yeah, I know. I know.
Extraordinary.
Anyway,
thank you.
It's a wonderful meditation. And I put the link in to the chat room, and I'll just say it again. It's rainbowlightfoundation.net. What else? I quoted something about the cosmic heart. Awakening to the Cosmic Heart, that was the title of this blog where I quoted from a video. It's from this website called TheosophyWatch.com. I'll put the link in the chat room. He has a tremendous audience, and he has regular blogs, and he makes these little videos himself, so I don't know where they come from, but it's very rich, and I just love this blog. So here's the link, theosophywatch.com, because sometimes, you know, like my whole thing was about feeling, and I am a big feeler, but I don't always have the language. You know, I'm a writer. I write. I need to put things into words, but it takes me a while, and I do a lot of revisions. Mm-hmm. Language is not my first thing. My first thing is pictures, mm-hmm. but I think it's very important to be able to, for me, to be able to explain in words. You know, because. They say a picture tells a thousand words, but, okay, I was a painter for, let's say, 10 years, and I didn't know what I was painting. I knew, but I couldn't explain it, and I didn't get it until I started writing about it, about my life, and then I put it all together. Because if you look at it left side, right side of the brain, we need both sides, you know, the analytical logic part and mm-hmm. the intuitive part, and which the art comes from both, of course, but we are picking up information from everywhere all the time and then filtering it. And, you know, we put it together as best we can, however we can. And for me, it's, you know, I've had to learn how to do both.
Right.
Making pictures. And Gary and Jean, you watched, you heard me talk, you watched the video. Did it make sense to you? Did you see what Jennifer Beals' character was doing? She was just letting go.
Yes.
And I felt the feeling of it already. And real quickly, I also wanted to give Marina Jahan, who is actually the dancer in that piece. She was the stunt double or the dancing double for Jennifer
uh-huh.
Beals, and I wanted to give her a little plug for that, but it was incredible, and I felt the feelings of it. And I love it the way you were talking about describing feeling. You go out in your world, and everything has a feeling. I love
yes.
that piece. And I think we can all pick up on those feelings. We all have that capability, each and every one of us. I truly do believe it.
So oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, I wrote a song the other week called Touch the Divine, and the lyrics are, I want to dance like no one can see me and sing like no one can hear me, you know, and, you know, mm-hmm. the lyrics are all around that, you know, just going with your heart and just doing whatever you want without caring what people say about you or think about you.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah.
And,
yeah.
The thing about everything emits a feeling. If you were at the chair that you're sitting on now, the table, the room that you're in right now, somebody built that room, built that house, built those walls, and created the furniture, their energy is in those, in that matter, in that form, the energy that went into it. It's just like the food that you eat. If somebody made it with love, it tastes much better.
Mm-hmm.
And you can taste the feeling of the person who made it. If you eat out, you'll taste the you taste the form, you taste the feeling of the place that you're in. You feel it. You know, that's what Stuart Wilde was saying when he said everything. Yeah, and everything has consciousness. And, you know, it's like, you've heard that expression, the spiritualization of matter?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
I have, yes.
Yeah, well, that I think that's what it—that's what it's all about. Feeling the spirit in things, you know, in the material things of life. Feeling the spirit, being aware of it, respecting it. What's the word I'm looking for? Honoring it.
Right.
It's like, yeah, over here we're, you know, in New York City anyway. The recycling is very intense these days. We're recycling organic waste as well now in my neighborhood, and we don't just throw things away anymore. We have to be conscious. Is this plastic, metal? Is this paper? What are we throwing away? And we separate it, and then we're creating compost. I live in the city, and we're, you know, putting our food into separate bins.
Mm-hmm. Recycling.
Yes. And this is all part of, you know, because, I mean, we used to do this all the time before the industrial age, and actually before World War I, you know, before everything became very so mechanized and
right.
Fast food. And, yeah, people were much more aware.
And during World War II as well, you know, the war drive, you know, things like rubber and glass and, you know, newspapers and things like that were always recycled because they were rather scarce. And the recycling of them, you know, for the war effort, that sort of thing. And I think with the industrial age and with the advent of the 50s, we became a bit more wasteful and we just didn't care. You know, we were throwing, you know, everything in one garbage can, you know. We're back to sorting, pre-sorting it, you know, and becoming aware.
Our system, you know, with capitalism, conspicuous consumption, where they made things that wouldn't last, so we'll buy new ones.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
You know, that keeps
us going. Yeah, it's the consumer ethos, isn't it?
Yeah. That's plant obsolescence. Mm-hmm.
But that's another field, really. You know, from the art standpoint, you know, I'm planning to give art lessons or drawing lessons, and bringing people's attention to feeling the form, you know, dancing the shape of things, you know, like moving your arms to create, you know, to mimic the shape of the lamp or the table or, you know, I don't know, just feeling the form of things. So, because we're not separate from our reality, from our material
surroundings. Absolutely. And you know, the things that you're saying just make me refer back really quickly to my native teachings where the elders would say that there was this thing called dakushkanshkan. And dakushkanshkan, loosely translated from Lakota, means the spirit of motion. And everything possesses dakushkanshkan, they would say. Even the rock has a dakushkanshkan. Well, when you look at it at the level of, you know, the molecular and atomic level, you see, you know, countless atoms whizzing around one another.
And it's
full of motion. And we and that which surround us are not separate, you know, and that goes back to that other phrase where you say Marika said it in the mantra, and I say it the metakoye oyasin, which is we are all related, and the essence of that meaning is we are related not only one to another, you know, but everything else.
Everything in the universe.
Yeah, you're related to the computer. Okay. We're related to the chair. We're related to the desk. We're related to the sun. We're related to the tree.
Yeah.
It's part of it. We are part of it, and it is part of us. And that's always been the teachings.
It's so good. It's so deep. It's so ancient. You know, this is why, you know, when we think in terms of energy, you know, if you close your eyes and you see things, you take off the shell around things and you see it in movement, you just see everything is in movement, as you were saying, and it's all connected, but there's no separation. But we were programmed in 3D to see things as objects because this is the world that we are living in. And this is the word that, you know, this is our playground and our workroom, and, you know, it's where we are. But it's an illusion.
Yes.
Mm.
And a very convincing one. How good is that?
I know, but this is what we need. Because we, you know, we're here to, oh gosh, do a lot of things, of course. But one of the things is realize the beauty. You know, if you take off the, if you, I mean, everything has such beautiful forms. You know, curves and curls and lines and color, yes. And smiles. What about the smiles and the tears and fur and hair and, you know, and this is a world.
Yes.
We were given this. We were given this beautiful place.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
And these beautiful senses and these beautiful emotions.
Mm. Oh yes, yes.
Thing. Yes, yes. Magnificent.
No, we have a caller.
Oh.
I wonder if they're just listening or if they wanted to come online and have a word with you or ask you a question. Do you want me to see?
Sure.
Well, they may just be listening. We've got area code 646 and you're live on air. Are you just listening or did you want to ask Nancy a question? Hello?
Hello.
Don't,
they may have ascended. Oh.
We're nearly human. And you can speak to us. 646 area code.
Are New York City.
Listening? All right. Well, they must be just listening because they're
either
not
that they ascended. I don't know. That could be.
Maybe. Could
maybe.
Be. I'll mute then. They can stay and just listen if you like. Okay then. So, did you want to tell us about your book, Nancy? You're an author as well.
Oh, yes. Well, I wrote the volume one of The Nancy Who Drew, the memoir that solved a mystery. And the reason why it solved a mystery was because it was by writing about things that I began to put things together. There were so many clues that I was aware of, but I hadn't put them all together until I actually sat down and wrote things out. And then I thought, oh, wow, yeah. And it just worked out. It was amazing how it worked out. But I'm working on volume two right now, which is about the journey through art. And it's really the journey to the sacred heart. And so that's another interesting story because art took me someplace where I'd never been before. The actual act
awesome.
Of painting and falling in love with my models, my sitters. I mean, oh my God, you know, yes. And
You're too fond of that, Nancy.
I know. I was in my 30s.
Yes.
And I started painting when I was in my late 20s. So I painted all through my 30s. And, you know, if I was interested in if I liked this guy and I was interested in seeing him and I wanted to break the ice, I would say, well, would you like to come pose for me sometime? You know, women can do that too. And so it was an interesting way of getting to know somebody. And also, it was another interesting, if the relationship wasn't meant to last, and but there was a meeting, you know, sometimes you meet somebody and it's not meant to last, but you were meant to meet and have something, a sharing of something of your spirits. Painting that person was a wonderful way to capture whatever it was that I was supposed to
and
capture.
A moment in time as well.
Yes. And also it was a way of seeing beneath the surface. People don't know what they're giving away. When you look at them, anybody could look at anybody. But we're all giving everything away just by being, if we're around somebody that can actually see.
And body language as well.
Oh, definitely. And
yes.
In voice.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's fascinating to become aware of this. And one way you become aware of other people is by drawing them. That's just one.
You see them at a deeper level. Absolutely, yes.
Yeah,
I've
done a little bit of drawing, sketching, and it's interesting that you're drawing the bones beneath the flesh, if you know what I mean.
Oh, I do.
Yeah, and it's like the bare bones of a person. I can't explain what I mean.
I know it's hard to explain, but it's we all know it, and everybody knows it when they actually try to draw.
Mm.
But for me, it was I connected to the energy of the model when I started to draw at the at the art school, I connected to the energy. I realized, oh my God, I feel her. I feel the shape of her back. I feel the line of her arm. It was tremendous. It was such an opening.
Wow.
Into awareness of and you know, not everybody feels that, but I felt it.
Yeah, and I mm-hmm. bet. You know, I bet you could direct healing into what you were feeling there.
Uh-huh.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Sure. And I not everyone does that, not everyone feels that, but I do believe that everyone has the capability of doing that. And
they do. Not necessarily
with you know, drawing, but with the feeling piece of it. Yes.
Yeah, that's why I was, you know, playing that flash dance thing, because everybody can dance. You can dance by yourself. You can sing in the shower. You can dance around your room. Nobody has to watch. You just turn on the music and you let go. And you know, because you know, a lot of illness is caused by blockages in the subtle energy system, and we don't even know half the time why we get something. But you know, if we think about it, or if we go to a healer and or write down what we're feeling, what we're thinking, what's going on in our bodies, in our lives. Mm-hmm. You know, we can get to it. And it's usually we're blocking something. We're not allowing something.
Yes,
you know?
Right. We're hindering it. Right. Well, really quickly, getting back to your book, The Nancy Who Drew, which is a marvelous book, by the way. I have had the pleasure of reading it. For the benefit of our archive listeners, how can one get a hold of a copy?
Oh, right. Well, it's you can go to my website. It's Nancy. I'll put it in the chat room. It's very easy. NancyWaite.com, NancyWaite.com, and there I've got. Let's see. I've got the menu at the top. I've got books, and so you can just click on books. You can go to. You can read an excerpt. It's on Amazon, and you can read an excerpt, or buy it in the ebook. I just did a promotion thing, offering it for a lot less. It's not very expensive, but
it's a wonderful
yeah.
book. If you haven't
well,
gotten
thank
that weapons in earshot, get the book. I highly recommend it. Beautiful book.
It's brilliant. It's
yes.
really really good.
Oh, thank you so
and
much.
Nancy, you can tell that you're an actress by the way you speak. And you were over here in the 70s, was it, acting?
I was, yes. I was, under the name of Nancy, N-A-N-C-I-E, Waite. Yeah, I did some films. I did television. Do you remember Dixon of Dot Green?
Oh, yes, yeah.
I was on that. I played a French prostitute, and let's see, what else? I was on something else.
How French were you?
Very French, very French. I wore my bikini, and I did.
Oops.
I never saw
it. On Bastille Day?
I don't know.
Never mind.
You never saw it. Oh, what a shame.
I never saw it, but I did an episode of Justice with Margaret Lockwood, and that was for Yorkshire Television. And I did some theater, in Edinburgh and Oxford and Cambridge, a restoration comedy. Those were, you know, I went to RADA. It took me 2 years to get in, but what a great experience. It was terrific. It's a tough life being an actor, but it was fun.
I bet. My husband's cousin is an actor, Keith Drinkell, and he was in a lot of programs in the 60s. And one of the latest things he was in was an advertisement where he was sitting in the nude being painted by artists.
Oh, my.
Yeah, that was funny because I said to him, I didn't recognize you with your clothes on when I saw
that's
you.
That's a story. Yeah, that's one to tell the kids. Absolutely.
And he went to RADA as well.
Uh-huh.
And he was in The Contenders and a lot of things like that. So, yeah, but I always thought it would be fabulous to be an actress.
Oh, really?
Mm.
Yeah. Well, it is. Because of the training and, I was sent to acting school because I was so shy. So I got over my shyness for the most part, and you know, it's about putting yourself out there and, not taking yourself so seriously and being other people, putting yourself in other people's shoes. I mean, the training alone, you know, it's never too late, John. The training alone, the being spontaneous, doing improvisations, and being other people.
I've had some theatrical training. I've done some theater.
Really?
The last stage I was on, however, was the one leaving town, so that was long ago.
I've been on a few sweeping them as well.
Uh-huh.
But anyway.
But it's true. I've done radio, which is a close, you know. It's theater of the mind, similar.
It's showbiz. It's totally showbiz.
Yeah, exactly.
It is.
Yeah. And it's great because we love to play.
Yes.
And, you know, theater, acting, it's about playing.
And escaping.
Yes,
escape reality, and during tough times especially.
It's not really.
Not really escaping, I don't think, but reshaping reality.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know, what children play all the time, and they act out, you know, they act, and that you know, they make-believe. It's playing make-believe. But that feeling of playing, my gosh, you know, it's so important. We should never, ever lose it. And, you know, just, you know, hopefully we should all find somebody in life that we can play with.
That's true. Anyway, you've been an absolutely fantastic, wonderful guest, Nancy, and I hope you come back very quickly.
Yes,
And thank you as well, Gary. And I'd just like to mention that next week we're hoping to get John Lucas back on, because John Lucas is the gentleman who removes the imprint of pain. And I think if people realized how powerful his therapy was, the switchboard would be jammed with people trying to get on here. But it's like quantum leaping. You know, it's like quantum anything. You can't explain to people the power of this. So next week, John Lucas. And who else have we got coming on soon? We've got loads of mediums coming back on. And Mary Gates is coming back shortly. And also Decahedron.
Ah.
We were speaking about the Green Sprites earlier. He's on in a couple of weeks as well. You know, he's a very talented harpist. And he'll be playing his harp as well while he's here. So we're going to say goodbye and God bless in just 1 minute. And we're going to play out with another song that you requested, Nancy. And it's that William Himmel, Fly With Me. Did you want to say anything about that very quickly before we spin it?
Oh, no. It's just a great song. I love it.
Great.
And also keep flying, everybody. Just fly.
Good advice. And,
yeah, we should have played yours. Come Fly With Me, shouldn't we, Gary? We'll play that soon. Fly With Me. Fly With Me. Okay, but anyway, we're not going to have time now because we're going to say goodbye and God bless. Thank you so much to everybody for being here, and a big cosmic kiss.
Still sounds
to everybody
famous.
Out there. So here we go. Goodbye, everybody. See you next
time
with John
Thank
Lucas.
You.
Bye-bye,
Nancy.
Everyone. Thank you, Nancy.
Bye.
Much love to you. Thank you, everyone.
Bye.
Thank you
Bye.
To everyone in the chat room as well and everyone listening, because you all help to co-create the wonderful energy we get here on the Gold Ring Healing Fountain. Okay, so bye. Here we go. Fly With Me.
Fly with me and take the sky.
We heard it tonight.